KFYO, it's 7:09. This Lubbock's First News. Tom and Laura, it's 66 degrees on the outside. Good looking morning. Sun's on the way up. Temperature and humidity is 2 again today. But here she is, Laura Mack, and she's got an introduction of 3 very lovely ladies.
That's right. We've got the Lubbock and Brownfield. It's the Miss America pageant, but it's the Lubbock and Brownfield version of that. The director, Debbie Stout's with us, and Miss Lubbock's, Brittany Bennett, and Miss Brownfield's outstanding teen, Maddie Bryan. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, I would want to start with Debbie, just to tell us a little bit about the Lubbock Brownfield pageant and what it's all about, and just give us a little background.
All right. Well, first of all, the Miss America organization is the largest scholarship program in the world for women. So I would just like to start by saying that. But as far as the local here, we actually have 3 franchises, which is the Miss Lubbock, Miss Teen Lubbock, Miss Brownfield, Miss Teen Brownfield, and Miss Hub City pageants. And it's a statewide, it's open statewide, so any girl between the ages of 13 and 24 can drive to Lubbock and compete.
All right. And you did that back in
September. Yes.
And then you crowned your people, the winners of that.
Right. We crowned our title holders. Exactly.
And they are now getting ready for the Miss Texas pageant,
yes,
which happens on July 5th.
That's right. That's the finals. So we actually will be leaving on Friday, and there's events every day leading up to the finals on Friday. They have preliminary competition on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We have a big gala on Friday, and then the finals are on Saturday.
And who are the contestants representing this area?
The contestants representing this area is Miss Lubbock, Brittany Bennett, and Miss Teen Lubbock is Maddie Matlock. And then we have Miss Brownfield, J.C. Etter, and Miss Teen Brownfield, Maddie Bryan. And then we also have Miss Teen Hub City, Lexi Sherman.
All right. Well, good. Mm-hmm. And you get to go with them and
absolutely,
be there for them.
Absolutely. And I just would like to also say that one of the reasons that we have our pageant so early in the year is so that the girls can begin their community service and giving back to the community, the communities that they represent.
Right. Because there's a lot of community service. This is not,
yes,
just about wearing a crown and a sash and saying, hi, I miss whatever. There's a lot of community service involved.
It's actually more like a job, a mm-hmm, job that you have volunteered for.
Absolutely.
Earned, but are volunteering for.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Brittany, you are an experienced pageant or scholarship opportunity.
Well, yes, and thanks to the scholarships that I've received from the Miss America organization, I'm proud to say that I've graduated in May with my master's completely debt-free. So I'm kind of an example of what this program can do for young women wanting to pursue higher education.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about some of your favorite experiences through the years doing this. You're, of course, you've been in the Miss Texas pageant before. You are the only Miss Lubbock Centennial.
Yes, until
that we will ever have, right?
Yes, actually, until I think 2107 or something like that, if I make it that long. Yes, so I still am Miss Lubbock. I've represented Lubbock in just about every way because I really just wanted to represent the area that I was born and raised in. But one of my favorite experiences was probably an appearance where I learned how to auction. I guess they assumed that because I could talk pretty rapidly, I could auction items, and I was actually able to auction some trips off for quite a bit of money. So if all of my schooling and everything doesn't work out, I might be an auctioneer someday.
There you go. And Maddie, this is your first time with any kind of pageant experience. Tell us about your experiences.
I'm just really excited to go ahead and get started with all this. I've heard a lot of things like scholarships are awesome with this, and I can't wait just to see all the girls and experience this. It's going to be really fun.
What kind of preparation goes into being able to get ready for Miss Texas?
There's a lot of prep work that we have to do. We work on talent and fitness and interviews, and we try to do that every day now. And it's pretty tough and pretty tiring, but it's so worth it and so fun.
One of the best ways really to prepare is by making the appearances. That's the real job of Miss Texas or Miss Texas Outstanding Teen. And making those appearances helps you prepare for your talent, helps you prepare for your interview, gives you those great interpersonal skills that really make you able to do the job to the best of your abilities.
Fabulous.
Pretty well spoken.
Isn't she, though?
For a couple of young pups.
I think so. I think, Brittany, this is your final attempt at Miss Texas, correct?
It is. It's a really bittersweet year. Either way, if I win or if I'm not selected Miss Texas, it is my last year due to my age, but I wouldn't trade a minute of it.
Yeah. Well, I think you're very deserving of that title and have been for years. You're wonderful. I've known you ever since you were a young thing, and you used to be Maddie's dance teacher, as a matter of fact.
I know, it's such
Miss
a small
Diana's.
World. Yes, I missed those days.
You know what I was kind of thinking would be cool? And, you know, maybe this could be the big, you know, attention getter of the whole thing. When they go to the talent portion of the thing, maybe she should do the auction thing.
Well, there is an auction. There's an auction at the Miss Texas pageant, but unfortunately it's
silent
auction.
I know, and I've spent all this time learning Italian for my opera song. I don't think I would trade any of that.
Brittany does sing a beautiful song in Italian. It's very impressive.
Nice.
Maddie, your tap dancing is your talent. And you also do a fabulous job. In fact, I was very impressed. We saw all the girls. We had a mock pageant on Sunday that I attended, and I got to see Lexi Sherman do her tap dancing. Maddie Matlock sang. A bunch of talented people. J.C. Etter does a ventriloquism.
Really?
A ventriloquist act that is very good. She's very impressive. So all you guys are very talented. You're beautiful young ladies. We appreciate you being community-minded and giving back to your community. That's a very big part of what Miss Lubbock's all about, Miss Brownfield, Miss Hub City, and Miss Texas and Miss America. It's all about giving back.
Hey, thanks, girls, for being with us. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
And good luck. Good luck.
We will expect the 8x10 glossies.
That's right.
Yes.
By the end of next week.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I guess the pageant is actually this next week. What are the days?
As far as the actual preliminaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Those began on Monday.
Okay.
All the way through Thursday, because they actually begin with private interviews. And then the finals will be on Saturday, and it will be a webcast.
Okay. So is this going to be televised or just on the web?
Just on the web.
Okay. All right. Good.
I have another question. If somebody is interested in getting their daughter involved in the Miss America pageants, what do you have, a phone number or a website, or how do they get in touch with you, Debbie?
Okay. You can go to Miss Texas organization, to their website, depending on what community you live in, or you can contact us at Miss Lubbock Pageant at att.net and just, you know, send us a little email. I get them all the time, so be happy to help in any way.
Good. Glad to have you girls in. Thanks for coming. Thanks for waking up so early.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. It's 7:18 coming up. Robin Hawkins, United Family of Stores. It's National Dairy Month. I hope she brought some good food. It's 18 after the hour.